Today's episode of Your Daily Scholarship is brought to you by Optimize My Firm, specializing in SEO for law firms. Marketing is a career that requires both technical skills and creativity. Optimize My Firm wants you to put both to the test as you make a commercial for our 2024 Marketing Scholarship opportunity. Go to www.optimizemyfirm.com/scholarship to learn more. This is Dave, the Scholarship Coach, with Your Daily Scholarship for Saturday, April 13th. And today I'm very happy to be joined by Lindsay Busfield from Optimize My Firm. Lindsay, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, Dave.
Well, excited to have you on. You have a fantastic scholarship that we want to talk about. But before we jump into that, would you introduce yourself? Tell us a little bit about yourself and Optimize My Firm.
Yeah, absolutely. As you said, I'm Lindsay Busfield, and I'm the Vice President and Director of Operations for Optimize My Firm. And we are a marketing company that works specifically with law firms. So we help manage their SEO and help them make the most of where they're showing up on Google.
Awesome. Fantastic. Well, as part of that, I think that some of your clients also offer scholarships, and we have talked about some of those in the past, but today we want to talk specifically about the scholarship that your firm offers. I guess before we talk about those details, though, how long has Optimize My Firm been offering a scholarship?
We've been offering our scholarship for about the past 5 years or so.
Awesome. Fantastic. Well, let's jump into it then. Tell us all about the details. Who's eligible? How do you apply? What's the deadline? All of that great information.
We are so excited about the scholarship that we are offering this year. In the past, we did a traditional submit your response to this essay prompt style application that you see for most scholarships that are out there. But this year, we are trying something a little bit different, a little bit more creative. We want students to fuse their imagination and their technical skills and make a marketing video for our company that would make a personal injury lawyer want to hire us to do their digital marketing. So what a student would do, what you would do, is make the video, upload it to YouTube, and share the link with us. Then we'll post the video on our website and let users pick the best commercial. So they are essentially picking the winner. So applicants would get their friends and family to come to our website and vote for their video, and whoever gets the most votes wins the scholarship. The process is intended to be really fun and showcase the applicant's personality, creativity, and a little bit of those technical skills that are required to shoot a video. But what high school senior doesn't know how to use the video function on their phone? So that's really all it takes. The scholarship itself is worth $2,000. It's open to all high school seniors who have a 3.0 GPA or higher. And the deadline is coming up on May 1st. And we strongly encourage students to apply for this type of scholarship. Since it does require a little bit of extra effort, there aren't as many applicants in the pool. That means that you have a higher chance of winning the scholarship if you do apply.
I love that. One of the things that I recommend to the students that I work with is find those niche scholarships that maybe don't get as many applicants. Coca-Cola gets, I think their last round, they got 200,000 applicants. And yeah, I encourage some of the students I work with to apply for it, but it's a long shot, even if you are the top student. So I love little niche scholarships like this that really allow student to focus in on something that they're interested in, passionate about, and gives them a much better chance of winning. So great advice.
It does. And the trick is to find one that is a good fit for you. If you are not mathematically inclined, I don't recommend going out and trying for a very niche math scholarship. Yeah. But if you're somebody who's really creative and loves to have the video camera out, has an eye for marketing opportunities and can sell ice out in Alaska, then this is the type of scholarship that would be a really good fit for you. It's something that takes a little bit of extra time, but you're going to enjoy the process. And regardless of whether or not you win, you're going to have a good time doing it. And it's something that you could put in your portfolio down the road.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, I love the idea of leveraging your work for multiple purposes. So yeah, enter the scholarship, but create a great video that you're proud to show whether you win or not. That's a great idea. So the deadline is May 1st, correct?
Right.
And students have to have a 3.0, high school seniors, only high school seniors, is that right?
Correct.
Yep. Okay. All right. Great. And then how long until a winner is selected? Obviously, it's open to the public to vote, but when is the public's deadline to get their votes in?
The deadline is May 31st, so you'll have about a month to go and try to get as many votes as possible.
Okay. And then students are free to kind of promote their own video any way they'd like?
Absolutely. We definitely encourage promoting it however you can. And that's another element of this creativity. Sure, you can, do word of mouth and tell your friends and family, hey, come out and vote for this. But you need to make sure that you're getting the link in their hands and following up with them. And it's just an extra step to show your dedication and your abilities as a prospective applicant winner.
Gotcha. Well, obviously, you mentioned that this year's form of entry is different than your past ones, but just, I guess, speaking from a general perspective, have you kind of noticed a common thread among your past winners, at least?
For sure. The winners that we have selected are ones who take this seriously, and they put a little bit of extra effort into it to show that they are really understand what's being asked of them. So they are following the prompt, they are delivering it on time, they are delivering an answer that is thought-provoking, they are putting some creativity into their responses or their submissions. And we get an idea based on the submission of who they are and what they're interested in and what is setting them apart from other applicants. So they're creative, and we really want to feel like we're getting to know the applicant through their entry, regardless of whether it's a written prompt or whether it's something a little bit more above and beyond, like the commercial that we're asking them to do this year.
Awesome. Well, it sounds like a really fun way for a student to apply for a scholarship. It lets them stop having to write those pesky essays and have a little more fun and be a little more creative. Anything else that you would want the listeners to know as they're thinking about putting together their video and their application?
Really, for this, we just want our applicants to have a good time with it. We want them to be able to use this experience to showcase their skills and abilities, both creativity and technical skills. But we really want to get a sense of who they are and what they have to offer in the college and university kind of moving forward. So you really use this as an opportunity to have some fun with it and show who you are and what sets you apart.
Awesome. Well, again, the website is optimizemyfirm.com/community/scholarship. Is that right?
I believe so.
Yep. We'll put a link to the show notes so people can find it easily, especially if they're listening while driving. We don't want them to stop and take notes.
Actually, it's just optimizemyfirm.com/scholarship. Just double check.
Oh, okay. Yep. So, awesome. Perfect. Good. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. We really appreciate it and look forward to seeing some of these fun videos and hearing who is selected as the winner.
Well, thank you so much, Dave.
Thanks.
I appreciate you having me on the show.
My pleasure. Podcast patrons, stick around for my tip and suggestion for today's featured scholarship. You can become a podcast patron for as little as $5 a month. Go to patron.podbean.com/yourdailyscholarship to learn more. You'll get access to all of my tips and suggestions, bonus content from our interviews, as well as special offers and discounts not available to the general public. Again, that's patron.podbean.com/yourdailyscholarship, or click the link in the show notes of today's episode.